Sechta Saita, Daf Chav Gimel, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we ended right in the middle of the Mishnah, at the beginning of a new point of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Nitmeis Menchasa, actually Kacha Bekli, Harei Kachala Menachas Vitipada. As we learned previously, originally when a woman brought her Mincha to the Beis Amidosh, she would bring it in a Kfifa Mitzvahs, in an expensive wicker basket, which was not a Klisharis, and then she would transfer it into a Klisharis. So originally, when it was in the Kfifa Mitzvahs, it only had Kedushas HaPeh and Kedushas Damim. And therefore, if the mincha became tamei prior to being transferred into a klisharis, then it's like all menachos that are not yet in the klisharis. And if the mincha became tamei, then it could be poided and it could go out lechulin. However, the imisha could ship a kli, but once you placed it in the klisharis, and therefore it now has kedushas haguf, harei gechal menachos v'tisarif, then the din is like all menachos that have kedushas haguf, and you can no longer be poided, and you have to burn it. And the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph used the term mispazeres al beis hadeshen, which really meant the same thing, that it'll be burned by the beis hadeshen, which was next to the Mizbeach. And Rashi and Dibur Maschel v'tibata states v'teitza l'chulin and will go out l'chulin v'amois nikyacheres. And since the Kedusha of the Mincha transferred onto the money, you'd have to go and use that money in order to buy another Mincha. And Rashi continues, once it goes to the klisharis v'tisarif shekitcha kedusha guf v'inu yetza l'chulin, and it can no longer go out l'chulin. And the Mishnah continues, v'elu sheminchesein esrafes, these are the menachis of women whose Kedusha is already kedusha guf, and they can no longer be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore they would have to be burnt al beis hadeshen. And we continue on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The first case is Hayimeres Tamei Lucha. If at any point during the process of being a Saita, the woman states that I'm Tamei and her Mincha was already placed into a Klisharis, the Mincha would have to be burnt. And number two, Vishabola Edim Shi Tamei. Edim come and testify that she's actually Tamei, and therefore there's no longer a reason to go through the process of the Mayim Amarim, since we already have clarity that she is actually Tamei. If she already had a Mincha in a Klisharis, then that Mincha would have to be burnt. And number three, Vayimeres Nishaisa, if this woman says, I don't want to drink, and therefore there's no way for us to go and continue the process of the Saita, and therefore if her mincha was already placed in the klisharis, once again we would have to burn it. Number four, v'shabala in a reitz l'ashchesa, or if her husband decides not to give her to drink, and she already placed the mincha in the klisharis, then it would have to be burnt. And number five, v'shabala b'ala b'derech, if her husband was over and he actually had beer with her while they were traveling towards Yerushalayim, of course we know that a husband is asked to have beer with his wife who's a suffix Saita, and if he does so, and the edim come after they already placed the mincha into the klisharis, so then the din will be that she would not be able to drink from the mayim amarim, since he is not nika me'avain, therefore the mayim amarim would not work, and therefore you don't continue with the process of the saita, and you have to burn her mincha. The Mishnah will now continue and bring us a sixth case. As this case is not similar to the prior five cases, let's just explain one point before we continue. We know if a kohen brings a mincha, then the pasuk states, kol minchas kohen, that every mincha that's brought by a kohen, kol tia, it has to be completely burned on a Mizbeach, lo yisei achal, and you can't eat it at all. And the mincha of Kohen has a special din that there is no kmitza that is taken from the mincha, and instead the entire mincha is placed on the Mizbeach, and there is no kmitza, and there is no shirayim. And since the pasuk states called minchas Kohen, so we learn out that this only refers to the mincha of a Kohen, but this doesn't apply to the mincha of a Kohenes, and therefore our Mishnah states, v'chol nesuyas l'kohenim minchasei nesrafes. Since, as we learned at the beginning of the parak, hayim netos minchasa metech kfifa mitzvahs, that the husband would bring her mincha to the Beis HaMikdash because the husband was considered the Baal of the carbon, and therefore if this suffix Saita was married to a Kohen and the Baal who is the Kohen is now bringing her mincha, then the entire mincha will be burnt. Of course this is different than the first five cases that we had, because in the first five cases the entire process of the Saita is irrelevant, and therefore the mincha is being burnt because you can't actually bring the mincha. However, in this case the Mishnah is teaching us that even if this woman is a suffix Saita and she will drink from the Mayim Amarim, even though she already brought her mincha, and the kohen already did kmitza from her mincha, the din is that the rest of the mincha will be burnt by the Beis HaDeshen. And at first glance, this din doesn't seem to make any sense, as if the kohen is considered the bailim, so l'chayro, you shouldn't have done a kmitza at all, and the entire mincha should have been put on the Mizbeach. And why is it that they did a kmitza at all, and why is it that the shirayim will be burnt at Beis HaDeshen, if l'chayro, the shirayim should also have to be placed on top of the Mizbeach and be burnt on top of the Mizbeach? And the Gemara will discuss this point. And the Mishnah continues, Bas Yisrael if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she is now bringing a Mincha Saita, and according to Rashi, even if she is bringing a Mincha Sinadava, her Mincha will be completely burnt, and the Shirayim cannot be eaten. However, if a Kohenis is married to Yisrael, Minchas Nechalas, then the Mincha can be eaten, and it's brought as a regular Mincha. And since we mentioned a Chilip between a Kohen and a Kohenis, so the Mishnah continues with other Chilukim between a Kohen and Kohenis, Ma Ben Kohen Lekohenis, what a Chilukim between a Kohen and Kohenis, Minchas Kohenis Nechalas, nechalas, the shirayim of a minchas kohanis can be eaten by a kohen, or minchas kohen ain't a nechalas. However, the shirayim of a minchas kohen cannot be eaten because the entire mincha has to be placed onto mizbeach. Kohanis mischalal, if a kohen ain't mischalal, if a kohanis has beer with someone who is pasul to her, then she herself becomes a chalala, and therefore she'll be asked to eat truma, and she'll be pasul to marry a kohen, and if she does so, her children will be considered chalalim. However, the kohen ain't mischalal, a kohen that's mizana does not become a chol, and as Rashi says, im nasa grusha zoyin v'chalala, even if he marries someone that's pasul to him, like a grusha zoyin v'chalala, he does not lose his status as a kohen, and he would still be able to eat truma, and he'll still be able to do the avodah. Since from here until the end of the Mishnah, we could have multiple dinim, therefore Rashi says, v'tam de kulam asisim v'farash v'gemara, that the reason for all the dinim that we have on Mishnah will be explained in the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, kohenes betamel mesim, a kohenes can be metame to mesim, and even those mesim that are not a kravim, ve'en kohen metamel mesim, and a kohen hedi cannot be metamel mesim, aside from the shiva kravim. And the Mishnah continues, kohen eichel bekachi kachim, ve'en kohenes echels bekachi kachim, that a kohen can eat kachi kachim, however kohenes cannot eat kachi kachim. And Rashi explains, achatas, oshem, and mincha are all kachi kachim, and it states by them, kol zacha bekohenim yachlenu, that only a zacha, a male amongst the kohenim, can eat such kachim. And since the Mishnah spoke about chilukim between a male and a female kohen, therefore the Mishnah now continues and tells us chilukim between a male and female, even if they're not kohanim. And the Mishnah continues, ma bein ish leisha, what is the chiluk between a male and female, even if they're Yisrael? First chiluk is benegayin the din of a mitzrayim muchlet, ha ish pareo perim, vein isha pareo su peremes, that a man has a chiluk that he has to grow his hair while he's mitzrayim, and he has to rip his clothing. However, a woman doesn't have this chiluk, and she doesn't have to grow hair, and she doesn't have to rip her clothing. Number two, a ish matis benoy ben nazir. Father can make a neder that his son should become a nazir, even though at this point he's a katan. We learned this in Masechtas Nazir and Daf Chafchesam and Beis, and Rashi points out that this child will still be a nazir even after he becomes a gadol. The ein isha maderes benoy ben nazir. However, a mother doesn't have the ability to make a child into a nazir. And the Mishnah continues with the third chiluk, ish megaleach al naziris aviv, the ein isha megalechas al naziris aviyah. The Gemara taught us in Masechtas Nazir and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that if someone's father was a nazir before their father died, and he actually separated mois sumois in order to take care of his three kabbanis that he's chayiv to bring when he finishes his nazir's period, which are chatas oil and shlamim, and then the father dies before completing his nazir's period and before bringing those kabbanis, then the din is that the son has a right to bring his father's kabbanis for his own nazir's. And Rashi in the Gemara Masechtas Nazir explains that this is only talking about a case where after the father died, his son was mekabel nazir's at that point, and since he was not yet chayiv to bring kabbanis, therefore he has a right to say that I'm only accepting among myself to be a nazir if I will have the ability to bring my kabbanis of chatas oil and shlomim when I complete my nazir's period from the money that my father left over and that he separated for his kabbanis. As we will see, this halacha mishmisinai that teaches us that this only applies to a male and it doesn't apply to a female. And as we learned, this then applies to a woman, and even if she doesn't have any brothers and therefore she's the only Irish, halacha mishmisinai teaches us that in isha begalechas al nazir saviyah, and she can't use her father's money in order to bring her kabbanis for her nazir's period. And the Mishnah continues with case number four, her ish mekadeshes bita, ve'ena isha mekadeshes bita, that a man can be mekadesh's daughter, who's a ktana, and Rashi says, mekabel kedusha bita ktana, shaloi midaita, even without a das, however, a mother cannot do so. And the Mishnah continues, her ish meches bita, ve'ena isha mekadeshes bita, the fifth case is, a man can sell his daughter as an amavriya, however, a woman cannot sell her daughter as an amavriya. Chiluk number six, between a man and woman, her ish niskel arim, a man will have skila while he's not wearing clothing, however, when performing skila on a woman, she does not get skila while she's not wearing clothing. Number seven, her ish nitla ve'ini isha nitlas, if the bezdin kills a person with skila, the din is that they have to hang them up until the night. And the Mishnah teaches us that this din was only stated b'negei a man and not b'negei a woman. And finally, the eighth chilo between a man and a woman, her ish nimka b'negei vasai, if a man steals money and he doesn't have money to pay back to the person he stole from, then bezdin would sell him in order to raise money in order to pay back the person he stole from. However, this din doesn't apply to a woman and it only applies to a man. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out three points from Taisus. Number one, Taisus on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis on Beis in Dibur Maskel Elu Shemun Chesed Nisrafes, he asked Tema Amaylei Chashuv Nami Mesu Oishemesehi. Why don't we also say that in the case where the husband dies or the wife dies, then the din is that they no longer go through the process of the Seita, and therefore the Mincha will be Nisrafes if it was already placed in the Klisharis Ayin in Taisus. Number two, in Taisus Dibur Maschol, Shabbai Lubal Labadarach, Taisus asked Tamilri, that is Shvet Tari, a minus refes. Why in this case would you burn the Mincha, Kivin the Bederach Baal Le'ah, since he actually actually had beer with her prior to coming to Bezin. So certainly, even though we found out, after they already put the mincha into the klisharis, but the maisa, he definitely had beer with her prior to coming to Bezin and prior to placing the mincha in the klisharis. Since the pasuk teaches us that if a husband is baal abederach, then the pasuk states v'nika ishme avin bizmatcha ishme nuka ma'avin, and therefore at this point the entire process doesn't work. So tigli milsa mafreya dechi kaddish b'toyes kaddish. So therefore there should be a gilim milsa mafreya that at the point that the mincha was placed in the klisharis, it was placed so b'toyes, and therefore there should be a din of hektish b'toyes and lo yave hektish, and therefore you shouldn't have to burn it and you should be able to be paid to this mincha. And Taisa states that this should be similar to the case that we had on Dav Vavim Beis. If Adam came and said that she's tummy after they placed the mincha into the klisharis, the hoyl v'loy livdik oimedes, since at that point she's not oimedes to be bodik, v'loy ru'uy l'mincha, and therefore she's not ready to mincha, loy hois ru'uy l'kli, therefore the mincha was not ready to be placed in the klisharis, and the ain klisharis mekachin el b'roilen, and klisharis cannot be mekadish a mincha if it's not ready for the klisharis. And Ayin and Taisis has bichalik between our case and the case that we had on Dav Vavim Beis, Ayin Shom. Finally, Ayin and Taisis on Dav Chaf Gimel Beis, where Taisis is divya maschal ma bein ishla isha, brings multiple other cases where there are chilukim between a man and a woman, and he brings b'tisefta kachashiv oival mitzvah se shes man grama masha enkein beisha ha ish oival baltakif val baltashkes val baltotamil mesim masha enkein beisha etc. Ayin Shom. And before starting the Gemara, let's just point out the basic dinim of a mincha that is relevant to Yisrael and the basic din of a kavim mincha that's relevant to a kain. So the psukim in Parshas Vayikra and Perek Beis b'negeya mincha v'Yisrael states v'kametz misham loy kumzoi, and the pasuk continues v'kametz a kain as haskrasam is beicha, and then the kain takes the kmitza and places it on the mizbech, and the pasuk then states that once you have shirayim by neseres mimena, anything that's left over after the kmitza yoichlu Aaron uvanav, Aaron and his sons can eat because it's considered kachim kachim, and therefore a bas kain and a Yisrael cannot eat it. However, a minchas kain does not have a kmitza at all, as the pasuk states in Perek Vav v'chol minchas kain kol tia loisei ochel, that a kain's mincha is completely consumed on his mizbech, and therefore there is no shirayim, and therefore even a kohen cannot eat from a minchas kohen. With this akdama, let's begin the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we learn, kol nesuis l'kuhuna, if anyone's married to a kohen, minchasein nesrafes, then all the minchas are burnt. And Rashi says, we're talking about achas minchas seita, not only but again a minchas seita, but achas minchas nedava, and even a minchas nedava. And as Taisus points out, that l'chira, even though it's understandable that but again minchas seita, the husband has a shaykhis to the minchas seita, and as we explained before, that the husband is considered the bailam of a minchas seita. However, Taisus asks in Rashi that why would the kohen have any shaykhis to the minchas nedava of his wife? And as Taisus states, v'tema minchas nedava machil k'yeshloi ba. Taisus states v'yeshloima mishum hachi yeshloi chelik mishum nekaimelon mashakonsi isha kana baila ayin in Taisus. The Brisa continues. Ketzad, what is the case? Kohanis levi of Yisraelis shenisus l'kohen. If there's a kohanis or levi or Yisraelis that's married to a kohen, we have a bit of a quandary. As ein minchas nechalas, her mincha definitely can't be eaten. Mepeshi yeshloi chelik ba, since her husband, who is a kohen, has a chelik in that mincha. Ve'ina oil kolol, but lemaisa you can't go and place it on the mizbech without taking off a kmitza. Mepeshi yeshlo chelik ba, because she also has a chelik in it. And Rashi explains that her chelik is shel kaparasa hiba, that lemaisa this minchas kanois is coming as her kapara. And if it's a minchas nedava, then certainly she has a shaychus to this minchas nedava. Ve'ein minchas zara bas kohen craven kolol like kmitza, and certainly a minchas zara and of a bas kohen cannot be karev kolol without having kmitza, and therefore l'chayra this mincha requires kmitza. Therefore, in this case, el ha-kremitz karev ba'atmai, the kohen takes off a kmitza and is makrev it by itself, v'ashirayim kremim ba'atman, and then the kohen takes the rest of the mincha and he also is makrev it on his mizbech separately. At this point of the Gemara, we have to understand that when the Brisa stated kol nesuis l'kuhuna minchasein nesrafes, it means that it's burnt completely on the mizbech itself. And before we continue, let's just point out the following halacha. Pasuk states b'negeya mincha ki chosar v'chol dvash loisak tiru mimenu ishel Hashem, and Rashi points out that the pasuk did not have to say the word mimenu. Therefore, we learn loisak tiru kol shemenu oila kfar ishel Hashem, that if you had any type of carbon where part of the carbon already went up onto the mizbech, then you can't be makter any other part of that mincha or of that carbon onto the mizbech any longer. And Rashi states v'yesh b'chal lav zeh basa kol karbonis chutz me'ila, and this is includes any basa of any behema and any carbon that really should not be on the mizbech, and you bring it up on the mizbech, and the same applies to the shirayim of a mincha, which really should not be brought on the mizbech, and if you do so, you could be over lav. And based on this lav, the Gemara will now ask that v'hachinami, as Rashi points out, duma basa chelik shela isla l'mezel, the l'chira, since she has a shaychus to this carbon, and therefore we require the kohen to take off a kmitza, so therefore we see that there is a possibility that the entire carbon is considered her carbon, and we have a haktaras kohen mitzkel chasai, and therefore when a kohen did a Kmitza and he placed it on the Mizbech, it was done properly, and therefore it created Shirayim, Ve'elu Shirayim Gemurim Hein, and therefore anything that's left over of the Mincha is considered regular Shirayim, Ve'yeshim Batatiru, and L'chere the Isser Batatiru should apply. Therefore, how could the Brisa state that Kol Nesuas L'Kuna Mincha Sein Nisrafes, that the entire Mincha will be burnt on the Mizbech? If L'maisa, once they put the Kmitza on the Mizbech, then the Shirayim should not be able to be put on the Mizbech, and you should be over on the Issa of Kol Shimenul Ishim Harehu Batatiru if you do so. And let's see this in the Gemara, and the Gemara continues and asks Ikri Khan that L'chere, by placing the Shirayim on the Mizbech at this point, L'chere could be over on the Issa of Kol Shimenul Ishim Harehu Batatiru. And the Gemara answers Am Yehuda Breder Rab Shimon Mepazi, the Maskul L'Shem Eitzim Karabaleza. In Chanami, when the Kohen takes the Shirayim and places it on Mizbech, he actually makes it tonight and he says, this Mincha is considered the Kohen's Mincha, as he's considered the Bailam of his wife's Mincha, and certainly there was no reason to do the Kmitza, and therefore the Kmitza is not considered anything, and these are not considered Shirayim, and therefore I'm being makir of this on the Mizbech, as it has to be put on the Mizbech since it's a Mincha's Kohen. However, if this Mincha is considered my wife's Mincha, and therefore there is a Chiyuv of Kmitza, and therefore these Shirayim are regular Shirayim, then I don't want to place this on the Mizbech as Haktara, as if so I'd be over on the Issa of Batak Tiru, and I therefore only want to place these Shirayim on the Mizbech as if they were firewood, and Kereb Eleza, and this would be like the Shita Reb Eleza, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Reb Eleza Ima, Reb Eleza learns that since after the Pasuk where it says, Ki chol sa b'chol t'vash leisak tiru menu ishi l'Hashem, the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Yudbeis and states, Karban reishis takrivo isom l'Hashem, v'al mizbech l'yalu l'reich nechayach. Therefore, Reb Eleza learns that the only Issa of Batak Tiru is only l'reich nechayach ita amala, that only if you bring it up as a carbon, then you'll be over on the Issa of Batak Tiru, havatamelel l'shem etzim. But if you want to take the remnants of a carbon and put it on a mizbech, and you have kavanah that you're using it as firewood and not as a carbon, then that would be mutter. Therefore, in our brisa, although we explained by Shirayim Kraven La'atzman and Mashma, they were actually hukrav as if it was a regular haktara. However, the Gemara is explaining it just meant you bring it up to a mizbech and you make a tnai that if they are actually Shirayim, then this should be a regular haktara. However, if I have no right to bring it on a mizbech and I would be over on batak tiru, then I just want it to be firewood. But the mice, in either case, you're burning them on top of the mizbech. The Gemara continues, Hanichal Rab Eleza, this teretz makes a lot of sense according to Rab Eleza, the Isle has svara, since he holds the svara and he only applies the Issa Batak Tiru for Reich Nechayach, Avalat Melel Shem Eitzim, El Rabban, less to his svara, but according to Rabban, Agar and Rab Eleza, and they say that the Issa Batak Tiru is applicable in all cases, and even if you can bring it up Lashem Eitzim, you'll still be over on the Issa Batak Tiru, Maik Lamema, so Lachayah, what would our case be over here, and how could it be that the Shiorim Mincha of the Ishis Kayin would be brought up onto Mizbech if Lemaisa, he potentially will be over on the Issa of Batak Tiru? And the Gemara will now continue with the Teretz and keep in mind that at this point of the Gemara will actually change the pshat of our Braisa, and L'chayah this will also affect our Mishnah, as when the Braisa states over here, Vashurayim Kraven Ba'atman, it doesn't actually mean that the Shurayim will be brought on top of the Mizbech, and as we'll see, they'll be burnt on the side of the Mizbech, and the same L'chayah would apply to our Mishnah. And when our Mishnah stated, B'chol Nesuas L'chayim Minchasein Nisrafes, it doesn't mean that the Mincha is completely burnt on top of the Mizbech, and it just means that the Kmitza will be brought on top of the Mizbech, and the Shurayim of this Mincha will be burnt on the side of the Mizbech. Before we continue, let's just point out that although we stated b'negei a regular mincha of a kohen and b'negei a minchas adava, the pasuk tells us kol minchas kohen kol tia leisei achel. There is no din of kmitza by a minchas adava of a kohen, and the entire mincha will be placed on mizbeach. However, there is machlekes between the rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'negei a minchas choyte of a kohen, and the case where a kohen brings a minchas choyte is in a case of the oil of yared, where the Torah tells us in Pashas Vayikra that b'negei three categories of averis a person will bring a carbon oil of yared, which is Shmias Kol or Bitas Fasayim or on Thomas Middash Vikadashav. If someone is extremely poor, they will bring a Minchas Chayte, which is called the Minchas Chayte of a Dali Dalis. The Rabbanon hold, if a Kohen will bring a carbon Dali Dalis and will bring a Minchas Chayte, then he has the same din as if he's bringing a Minchas Adava. And just like B'negei a Minchas Adava, he doesn't take a Kmitza. The same holds true B'negei a Minchas Chayte of a Kohen, and you would also not take a Kmitza, and the entire Minchas Chayte would be placed on the Mizbeach as Haktara. And as Rashi brings down, the Pasuk states, V'hoizel a Kohen Mincha, and we learn out Minchas Chodvasi Shel Kohen Kolol Kminchas Nidvasai Ve'in Nikmetzes. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argues on the Chachamim, and they hold that there is a din of Kmitza B'negei the Minchas Chodvasi of a Kohen. However, the Shirayim would not be placed on the Mizbech, and they would burn on the side of the Mizbech, and it would be Cholchon Le'ibud. And Ayin and Rashi on the bottom of the Amid, where he brings down a third Shita, which is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Ayin Sham. But on Maisa B'negei Ar Gemara, the only Shita that's relevant to us at this point is the Shita of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara brings that Tanya is willing to the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon states, "B'negei the Minchas Chayte of a Kohen, Hakoyim its Karba Atmai, that the Kohen would bring the Kmitza by itself, and he'd bring it up to the Mizbeach, Vashirayim Mispazman on Beis HaDeshen, and the Shirayim will be spread on the Beis HaDeshen. And of course, the Lashon Mispazman on Beis HaDeshen means that the Shirayim will be burnt on the east side of the Mizbeach in the Makom HaDeshen, and that would be a kiyum of the pasuk that states, Kol Minchas Kohen, that all the Menachis of a Kohen, Kol Tia, will be completely burnt on the Mizbeach, Loi Se Ochel, even though the Shirayim will place on the side of the Mizbeach, according to our blood of Shimon, that is still a kiyum of that Torah, Benegeah Minchas Chayte of a Kohen. Therefore, our Gemara is explaining that the same holds true, Benegeah the Mincha of the wife of a Kohen, even though the Brisa states, HaKohen Mitzkar Ba'atzmai, Vashirayim Kraven Ba'atzman, and it's Mashman the Shirayim went up out of Mizbeach, however, the Brisa really means that the Shirayim were burnt, Abes Hadeshen, and they never actually went up onto the Mizbeach, and the same would hold true in our Mishnah when we stated, V'chon Suzal Kohen, Minchasein Esrafes, it doesn't mean that the entire Mincha is burnt on top of the Mizbeach, it means that the Kmitza is brought on top of the Mizbeach and is burnt on top of the Mizbeach, and the rest of our Mincha would be Mispazman on Beis Hadeshen. And we continue on Daf Chaf Gimel on Beis, Vafil Rabbanon Le Pligi Led Rab Lezer Rab Shimon, and even Rabbanon Nach Chalik on Rab Lezer Rab Shimon, El Bim Minchas Chayte Shel Kayanim De Bas HaKrovi, they are only Chalik but Degei the Minchas Chayte of a Kayan, they hold that a Minchas Chayte of a Kayan has the same din of a Minchas Adav of a Kayan, and therefore both are completely placed on the Mizbeach, and you don't do a Kmitza at all. However, the Gemara explains, Al Baha, Afil Rabbanon Maida, that even Rabbanon Maida, that in the case where there's a Mincha of a wife of a Kohen, then certainly, since you have to take a kmitza off of that carbon, because there's a suffix that maybe the bailam of this carbon is the wife, and therefore she has a chiyuv to take off a kmitza. So once you're going to take off the kmitza and you have to put that on the mizbeach, certainly the Rabbanon would agree that at this point there's a potential issa of kol shem u'men l'ishim harehu batatiru, and therefore the Rabbanon would have to agree to the eitzah of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon that they could take the shirayim and place it on the side of the mizbeach and be mispazun al beis hadeshen and burn it in that area of the beis hadeshen, and that would be a kiyum of akrava in any scenario where the wife of a kohen brings a mincha. The Gemara will continue, and from this point until the end of the parak, the Gemara will go through the rest of the Mishnah to show us the makaris for the dinam of the Mishnah. And the Gemara starts by quoting from the Mishnah, and really, even though the Gemara quotes from the first part of this memra, however, it actually is be going on the second part, as the Mishnah stated, "Bas Yisrael shenisal kohen minchasan esrafes." However, the kohen shenisal Yisrael minchasan echalas. Even if a bas kohen is married to Yisrael, then her korban requires kmitza, and therefore its shirayim could be eaten by a kohen, and the pasuk of kol minchas kohen kol tia lo yisei ochel doesn't apply in the case of a kohenis. And the Gemara asks, "My time, why is there a chil between a kohen and a kohenis?" And the Gemara states, "The amakras, since the pasuk states v'chol minchas kohen kol tia lo yisei ochel," and we learn out kohen v'lo kohenis, that since the word kohen is not necessary, as the entire pasha is talking about minachis of Aaron and his children, therefore the pasuk really could have said v'chol minchasam kol tia, and by the fact that it said v'chol minchas kohen, so we learn out kohen v'lo kohenis, that this din of kol tia is only applicable to a kohen and not to a kohenis. And the Gemara continues, kohenis mischalalas, kohen ain't mischalal. And even though a kohenis who is menivala lepasla becomes a chalala, and she herself is asati truma and is now asa to a kohen, however, a kohen who has a relationship with someone that's asa to him does not become chalal himself, although his children do. And the Gemara asks, minolan, how do we notice the amakra, as the pasuk states, leichal zar ba'amav? And Rashi explains that this pasuk is discussing a case of a kohen and nesip psul lakunaksiv, vidashina bekadushin, and we learn out in Masechtas Kedushin, lo yichalal, that the pasuk says lo yichalal, which is mashma shnei chilulin, that by having beer with someone who is asa to, he actually passels two people and he profanes two classes of people. Number one, the woman that he had beer with would now be considered a chalala, and she would be considered a zayna, and therefore she would be asa to a kohen and she'd be passel to yichuma. And number two, he passels his children and his children will become chalalim, and the kohen mechalal shtein avul hu enim eschalal, and therefore we see that he only profanes these two groups of people, but he doesn't profane himself, and he himself would still be kasha tikuna, and he could still eat truma, and he could still do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah, kohenis mitamal mesim ve'ein kohen mitamal mesim, that a kohenis could be mitamal to mesim, however a kohen can only be mitamal to zayin kravim and not to other mesim. And the Gemara asks, my time, where do we know this from? Our makra, the pasuk states, emal kohen b'nei aaron lenefesh lo yitamal ba'amav, and we learn out b'nei aaron v'lo yitamal aaron, that this azar was only stated b'negei the children of Aaron and the sons of Aaron, and not b'negei the daughters of Aaron. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last din that was a chil between a kohen and kohenis, kohen eichel b'katshi kachim, ve'in kohenis eichel b'katshi kachim. The Gemara brings the makar, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, b'negei the mincha, kol zachu b'nei Aaron yichlena, that only the males of b'nei Aaron can eat from the mincha, and that din applies not only to the mincha with the kodesh kodashim, but also b'negei achatas and asham, which are also katshi kachim. The Mishnah then continued and discussed the chilukim between a male and female, even b'negei Yisrael, and the first din was b'negei mitzera, ha'ish pareo perim, ve'in isha paras Chatzah Peremes. Gemara will now dash in two psukim. The first pasuk is Ish Seruah Hu Tomei Hu Tomei Yitmena Hakayim Bureishi Nigar, and then the pasuk says Vatzeruah Shaboya Nega Bilgad of Yupurumim Bureishi Yupurah Vasafan Yata of Tomei Tomei Yikra. And our Gemara continues with the Brisa. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa Ish, since the pasuk in the Gemara Mitzera states the word Ish Ein Leil Ish. You may think that the tune of the Mitzera only applies to an Ish Ishim and Ayin. How do you know that it applies to women as well? Since the pasuk states Vatzeruah Shaboy, and it didn't say that there's a chiluk between an ish and an isha, harikin shnayim. Therefore, we see that the pasha of tzaras is applicable not only to a male but also to a female. And imkay matam loyma ish. If the pasha of mitzera is applicable to a male and female, so why did Torah say the word ish? And the Gemara explains that in ishal mata, it's telling us b'negei the next pasuk that ish pareo perim, that the only time that we did a prio prima is only b'negei a male, but not b'negei a female. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah: ish matas b'nei benazir, ve'in isha maderes b'na benazir. And the Gemara states, Amar Bechran, Halacha Yibinazir, this is based on Halacha Lamech Mesinai. And the Gemara continues, Ishma Galech on the Zirus Aviv, Ein Ishma Galech on the Zirus Aviyah. Amar Bechran, once again, as we explain in the Mishnah, Rabbi Bechran states, Halacha Yibinazir, this is based on Halacha Lamech Mesinai. And the Mishnah continues, Ishma Kadesh Bita, Ein Ishma Kadesh is Bita. And the Gemara brings the Makar from the Pasha of Meitzis Shamra, as the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, Va'ama, Vihanaira, Elazakinim, as Bita in the Satel Shazer, Leisha, Vayasnea. So we see that a father has the right to marry off his daughter, who's a Tana, but a mother does not have that right. And Taisis in Diva Masach Shinemes Biti states, Mereisha de Kroy Yalaflei, we're learning this from the beginning of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Ba'oma Vianaira El Azakanim, Mashma Lamayet, Ima de Ena Zakob, Bita Losses. And the Gemara continues that Ish Meiches Bita, Ve'in Isha Mecheres Bita, that a father can sell his daughter as an Amaria while she's a Tana, but a woman and a mother cannot sell her daughter as an Amaria, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kiyimka Ishes Bita La'oma, when a father will sell his daughter as an Oma, and we learn out Ish Vale Isha. And the Gemara continues, Ish Niskal Arim. However, Isha is not Niskal Saruma, my taima. And the Gemara asks, where do we have a Makar? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk B'negei Skila, as the Pasuk states, Haitzeh Samakal El Mechutzel Machna, V'samchu Kala Shem Yisudeim Al Reishai, V'ragmo Oisai Kala Aida. And the Gemara asks, my Oisai, what does it mean when the Torah states the word Oisai? Ileima Oisai V'lai Oisai, if we're going to say that the only one that has Skila is only a male and not a female, V'aksiv V'aitzeh Ishahu, Oisai Ishahi, the Pasuk says that you'll take a male or a female outside in order to give them Skila, and therefore we know that the din of Mises Bezdin applies to a man as well as to a woman. The Pasuk is telling us that when you give him Skila, you give him Skila, but not his clothing Skila, and therefore he has to be taken out for Skila without clothing. However, this din is only applicable to a male and not to a female. And Ayin and Taisa Shantz, who explains how our Gemara fits in with the Gemara and the Braisa that we had on Daf Chesem and Alf, where we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan, and Rabbi Huda said, Ish Mechasen, I say, Perak Echem Ufanov, the Isha Shnei Prakim, Echem Ufnev, the Echem Achra, Mepay Shekula Ever, Divi Rabbi Huda, and Taisa Shantz asked that Lachiru, what does Rabbi Huda do with the Pasuk that we just brought down, which teaches us that a woman is not Niskal Aruma? And the Chacham Moviah stated, Ha Ish Niskal Arum, the Ein Ishi Niskal Saruma, and the Gemara explained that the reason for the Chacham is because of the Pasuk of Ahat Lerecha Kamecha, and Bra La Misi Yafa, and Lachiru, why did the Rabbanan need that time if Lachiru, we have a Mefurish Pasuk that tells us that a woman is not Niskal Aruma? And Ayin and Taisa Shantz in Asuga, as well as in Taisis on Daf Chesem and Aleph, Diba Maskel, Ha'ish Niskal Arim Ve'in Isha Niskal Saruma, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, Ha'ish Nidla Ve'in Isha Nidles, after they gave a man skila, they would go and hang him until the evening. However, a woman would not be hanged. And the Gemara asks, my taima, what is the Makar? A Makar, the Pasuk states, Vesalisa Isai Aleitz, that you hang him on a tree, Isai Vele Isai, and we learn that this din of Tliya is only relevant to a male and not to a female. And Taisis in Diba Maskel, Vesalisa Isai Vele Isai, he brings down for the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that learns this from the beginning of the pasuk that states v'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat mavis, and the Gemara learns be'ish v'loy be'isha ayin sham. And finally, ha'ish nimka b'gnei vasa ve'im ish nimkeres b'gnei vasa. My time, what is mekar on mekra v'nimka b'gnei vasai, that he is sold because he stole b'gnei vasai b'loy b'gnei vasa. This then only applies to a male and not to a female. Hadron lach hayunaitol, hadron lach hayunaitol, hadron lach hayunaitol, and we will stop over here.